Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am your host, yes. Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Your co-host, Americus Cheney.
Praise God.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Amen.
Mighty Rushing Wind Ministry Center, Apostle Reed.
Praise God.
For Your Soul Ministry, Prophet Knowles.
Hallelujah. Amen. We also have some awesome women of God that's in the studio today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Praise God.
Sister Misha.
Hallelujah.
Minister Reed.
Amen. Praise God. We're just glad to be before you one more time again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, praise God. We got a very interesting subject today. Praise God that the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me all week about. Amen. And I know it's going to bless you as you just, amen, just listen to us. I know it's going to bring some deliverance today in your life. Praise God. And even as I was just studying it and me and Apostle was talking about it, I know it's going to be a blessing to everyone. Praise Amen. God. Because I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is what we, as people of God, men and women of God, amen, we need to, praise God, walk in this way. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. The topic, glory to God, to you today is forgive them for they know not what they do. Amen. You yes. remember when Jesus said when he was hanging on the cross, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Amen. And when you think about that, sometimes when we deal with things in life and the enemy be trying to throw our focus, and sometimes we may want to hold a grudge against a person and upset, the Holy Spirit hear the Holy Spirit say, they don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
Amen. Won't you just forgive them? Praise God. Amen. Now in Luke 23:34 said, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them. For they do not know what they are doing. Amen?
Amen.
Remember the crowd, praise God, after everything that Jesus did, praise God. Everything he did, the crowd mocked him. The loved ones that he knew was with him abandoned him. Amen. Even the Roman soldiers nailed him to the cross. The people, they even gambled his clothes. After all that he done, healed the sick, did all this, and guess what he turned around and said? Forgive them, for they know not what they done. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Jesus accomplished his forgiveness on the cross.
Yes.
Ain't that something to think about?
Amen. Amen.
He accomplished his forgiveness on the cross. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Now you know the world we live in today. You know it's a broken world. Amen. Yes. People gonna wrong you, they're gonna hurt you. Amen. They're gonna want to, praise God, get revenge against you. Amen. They're going to sin against you. Amen. Some of them going to wound you so deep. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. But he wants you to turn around and say, forgive them. Amen.
Amen.
He don't want you to hold vengeance, because he said in his word, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I know it's simple to say forgive them, but when things happen, praise God, it don't seem that simple, amen? And we may say it's simple until it happened to us. We quick to tell somebody else, you just need to forgive them until it happened to you, amen? Praise God, amen. So we got to understand that when Jesus was hanging on the cross, Jesus, praise God, the greatest man, he knew, praise God, what we need. He knew that we need forgiveness, praise the Lord, amen?
Yes, yes.
And that's the way that we, if we have not learned, we're going to have to learn to forgive. Amen.
Amen.
So now
Amen.
We have a great team here today. Praise God. They're going to help you today with different questions. I'm going to ask them questions you probably was thinking in your mind. And they're going to answer it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to first start out with my husband, Apostle Cheney. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Apostle Cheney, what did Jesus mean when he say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do?
Well, he was saying that because we have to understand that what the cross meant, it wasn't the fact that it was the people in generalization, they did it, but the immediate work of the cross was by the Father.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we did not esteem him. We esteemed him smitten, afflicted of God.
Yes.
It pleased God to bruise Jesus' head. So we understand that it was actually the Father that was the one that crucified him.
Yes.
We understand that men, they begin to say, crucify him, away with Jesus, give us Barabbas. We understand that part. But, and then the Bible say, if the princes of this world knew, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory.
Yes.
But initially, it was the Father.
Yeah.
That bruised him. And so Jesus knew this. He said, behold, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me to do thy will, O Lord. And so in the Leviticus, there's a particular scripture, a passage of scripture talks about the unintentional sin. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus was that sacrificial lamb. So we have to understand indeed that the Lord said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This thing was orchestrated by the Father.
Yes.
The Bible said he was slain from the foundation of the world. So before they even existed, it was always meant for Jesus to die on the cross. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And another thing, that lay not this to the charge, the Lord, he forgives all.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Apostle Janie. Amen.
And none of this is not orchestrated. Everything is coming fresh from the press, from the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen, Apostle Reed. Amen. How many times should we forgive a person?
Amen. We understand the Bible says 70 times 70.
Amen.
But I want to point out one thing about Jesus. When he said, Father, forgive them, we got to understand that at any given moment, we don't teach it a lot in the Bible, that it says that he had the power to call on his Father, and he would send down 12 legions of angels.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So in that forgiveness, how many of us have had the power to forgive somebody?
Yes.
My God.
And not done it?
Come on, preacher.
You know,
come
because
on.
He could have just changed the whole situation.
Yes.
See, a lot of times we only forgive when we're pressed, where we have to. But what about, is it real true forgiveness when you can forgive them when you don't have to?
Come on now. Yes,
I
yes,
love
that's good.
That.
That's
Amen.
Good. That's good, Apostle.
That is awesome. Yes, yes. Praise
when
God.
When you don't have to.
When you don't have to. My God. Amen.
And that's maturity.
Come on.
That
come
is
on.
That's maturity.
Amen.
When you're in a place knowing that you didn't do anything wrong,
come
but
on.
You suffer wrong.
Come on.
According
yes.
According to the scripture.
Come yes.
On. Yes.
Love it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Prophet. Amen. Just tell us, praise God, tell us what it means to forgive.
If I could just piggyback on with the man of God.
Sure, go ahead. Yes.
Sometimes it could be a test just to see how much you do love the God, the God who you serve.
Come on.
Yes.
Because I believe in life sometimes
yes.
God will put you in a position where God will put you in a position where you say you
yes.
love me so much.
Yes.
But the one who was so close to you just hurt you.
Yes.
Woo!
Are you willing to say you love me so much to forgive the one who lied on your name, the one who set you up, the cost
come on.
Set you up when you was around your friends and
yeah.
and you get caught?
Yes.
So I believe that Jesus sent a great explanation, a great example, and all we got to do is follow his footsteps.
Yeah.
That's good.
But a lot of us, we still be in ourselves.
Yes.
If we get up ourselves and put
yes.
ourselves in that person's situation,
yeah.
then we'll understand that God forgive us. Who was us to forgive them?
Come on.
Yes, yes.
And we know better than him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. He forgive us for anything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I love it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Prophet, must we forgive a person if they continue to hurt us?
Well, the scripture says we forgive them 70 times 7.
Yes.
Come on.
So
yes.
we continue to forgive.
Yes.
To forgive means to release them, let them go. Don't
That's
hold
good.
Them in judgment any longer.
That's good. Yeah.
We're not
yes.
the judge. We're not the executioner.
That's good.
Just let it go. So when we let them go, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. We forgive those who come against us, who've done wrong to us, then God forgives us.
And that, when it says 70 times, it was no limitation. That's what Jesus
that's
was saying.
Right.
He wasn't saying that you count, okay, 70 times 70, they did me wrong, now I can go. No, because there was no limitation.
Come on now.
This was just an illustration to show us the love that we must possess. And
yes.
I like when it comes down to charging those.
Yes.
When we continue to charge them, then we have not forgiven them. We hold
yes.
them to the very act nature that they have oppressed us. They have, you know, come against us, and we charge them continually. And so we still have that judgment upon them.
Yes.
And we're still passing sentence
yes.
to them. And see, when God, when, mm-hmm. when the judge let us go, those that yes. have been in prison, your sentence has been annulled now.
Yes.
Now you're free. It's not hold to you any longer.
Yes.
And so we still imprison those with the act that they did against us.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Good. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Apostle.
Amen.
I would just like to say, and I love to teach, that we always had the thought process that the forgiveness was for the person.
Yes.
But in all actuality, the forgiveness
yes.
is for us.
Yes, 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 yes.
Come on, I love
because
it.
Because we're definitely releasing them, but we're also releasing us. We ain't yes. got to be worried about this thing. We ain't got to be stressed. You know, yes. have our hormone levels all off.
Come on.
Have yes. us all confused, high looking bad, high blood
that.
Pressure.
Come mm-hmm. on.
So, yeah, you are released, but also I'm releasing me.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We have a caller for prayer. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, caller. Hello.
How's everybody?
We doing great.
Great.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I was calling in for prayer, just for the Lord to strengthen me.
Amen.
I had called in. My son was killed on June
30th. Uh huh.
And I'm just believing God for strength. You know,
yes.
At this service, we even, you know, he's gone. You know.
Well, we'll be glad. Yes, we'll
you know.
Be glad to pray for you. Amen.
I want to say this, and then we're going to have Prophet to say this.
Go ahead. Amen.
I heard in my spirit lineage.
Yes.
Lineage. There's a strong male lineage. And there has been some people in your past, in the genealogy of you, the ancestry, mm-hmm. and it has something to do with some strength in the military or militant in those areas. And as you begin to stand in the power of God, you
yes.
just watch God. Sometimes we have to stand in that militant position to recognize and understand the love of God and what he's bestowed upon us.
Amen.
Go ahead, Prophet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, mm-hmm. real quick.
Father God, we come before you this evening, oh God, praying for Mr. Williams, oh God, asking you, Father God, just strengthen him in this season, Father
yes.
God, in this test, Father God.
Yes.
But Father God, we ask you right now to strengthen him, Father God. Touch
yes.
him right now, Father God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, let him know, Father God, that this is just something, Father God, just to bring him out, Father God, to what he's in, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
Father God, let him not, Father God, take it lightly to know, Father God, that you are still with him, even in his time of bereavement, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, strengthen him, Father God, and give him, Father God, every strength, Father God, everything he's going through,
thank
Father
you,
God.
Jesus.
And every, Father God, the enemy is trying to come even against him right now, oh God.
Yes.
Trying to torment him as he sleeps, oh God. But I ask you right now, oh God,
Jesus.
To touch him like never before, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you are victor, you are a victor.
Hallelujah.
And I hear God say, this is the hour. That you should never let the enemy use you at this time.
Hallelujah.
For the enemy is going to try to use you when you sleep. Because I see you turning and tossing. And the spirit of suicide, I cancel it right now.
Hallelujah.
For God say, let the dead bury Jesus. The dead. That you cannot go with him. But on that glad morning, hallelujah. You'll meet him once, once again. I pray, God, hallelujah. That you will strengthen
yes.
him. Touch him.
Jesus.
Stay close to him.
Jesus.
Draw nigh to God as he draw nigh to you, sir. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. The power. Name. Oh, my God. The power. God, I feel that.
Right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Hallelujah. Next caller.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm calling for directions.
Hallelujah.
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 I saw two roads. And the prophetic mantle is so strong in this studio. I saw two roads.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I saw two roads with you. I heard the word determination. You have to be determined in where you're going right now. Don't let anything stop. I saw some stoppage that tries to erase what God has already put in place in you. You have to begin to make that call and continue to go on and be strengthened in the name of the Lord. Prophet.
Amen. I hear the Lord say in this hour that you need to let go some people right now, because I hear a lot of people are just mimicking you because of the situation that you're in. It's not that you need direction. It's God say you're on the right path, but you just want to hear man say instead of God say. This is the hour where God is saying, you know me. You cried. I put you through so much situations, and you came out victoriously. And this is the hour where God say, I'm just waiting on you to surrender it all.
Yes.
He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all shall be added unto you, woman of God.
Yes.
I see you cry many nights. You're worried. God, when my children is this way. And they say they love me, but they still talk about me.
Jesus.
But woman of God, this is the hour that it was not the right time or the wrong time you made this call. But this call is going to change your life than ever before, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is seek him. All you got to do is stop crying and let him know that this is the hour. God, I cry out today that in spite of my situation, in spite of my turmoil, I'm going to cry out to you. Because God, I can't look up. I can't look across. But I look up to you, God, where my help cometh. My help cometh from you, woman of God. God, you're getting ready to start a new day. I decree and I declare that if I be a prophet of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. You got to stop crying. Let go of those people who only give a pity party crew. I see them. They come to let you know, girl, you can't do this, but you need to cut off. Put on your best dress. Put on your best makeup. Go in your car. Go and get a meal and begin to tell yourself, I love myself.
Yes.
In spite of my situation, and watch God take you to that place that he desired you from you were 9 years old.
Glory, glory
my
be to God. I see two bags. I see these bags of luggage. I don't know what that means, but I see these two bags. Just go in the strength of the Lord and know that God has already destined your path. Bless you in Jesus' name.
My God. Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Next
go ahead,
call.
Caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Blessings.
I'm going to pray for my family, for myself.
Okay.
There is, I heard the word empty place. I heard that when I just saw something vacant. And there's like an empty place. And as I'm looking, I see it's like a void. Thank you, Jesus. It's like a void, an empty place. And what the Lord is calling you into is to begin to speak, to bring that place in fullness. God gives the Bible, say, ask.
Hallelujah.
He said, ask that your joy may be fulfilled.
Yes.
And Father, right now, Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, that anything that he asks in your name by faith, that it shall be done. Thank you, Lord. And there's direction. I heard directions that you need also that you haven't asked. He said, ask. And you'll be given the answer. Only thing you have to do is begin to release your faith. Go in peace in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If we praise God in the studio, we also praying. Amen. We're talking about praise God. Praise God, forgiveness, hallelujah, if you need, amen, someone to pray with you today, you can call us at 904-831-1079. I'm going to tell you, it's such anointing in this studio today.
Thank
praise
you,
God, hallelujah, amen, praise
amen.
God, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, I want to ask, praise God, amen, Apostle Reed, what happens if we don't forgive? Hallelujah.
Yes. I would like to say if we don't forgive, then we're going to most assuredly be in a situation where we're going to need forgiveness.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And
amen.
I love the scripture says he'll bring all things back to your remembrance. And I know we always associate that with just the word.
Yes.
But it's talking about our natural lives too.
Yes.
Because when you get put in a situation where you're going to need forgiveness, it's going to bring back to the time that when you didn't forgive.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
So you're going to have to go back and do that over again.
Yes.
Because you're going to have to get it right.
You have to
A lot of us think we can mess over and then jump just to right.
Right.
But you can't mess over and jump to right.
That's right.
You gotta go back and do that first work over again.
That's right.
Come on.
So you're gonna have to forgive.
Hallelujah.
I like it like this. Every knee shall bow.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We have a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I need prayer.
Amen.
For my family.
Amen. Needs prayer for a family. Praise God.
Amen.
As you began to say that you need prayer for your family, I heard the spirit of discouragement. I heard the spirit that God is, you've been through some stuff. You've been through some high roads and low roads. And this is the hour God say, this time you've got to make up your mind. Do you love him for real, right, or you just want a quick fix?
Come on,
and this hour we have been always wanted a quick fix. Woman of God, this is the hour God say, you got to seek him and seek him like you never seek him before. Because you're going through a situation where you need God more than you need anything. I just want to encourage you, woman of God, that this is the right time to say, God, forgive me for everything. I want to kneel down and bow down and give it to all to you. Because there's a great anointing on you. I hear God say, you know him. That's even a spirit of discernment. And one, the reason why I hear God say you left the church, because you had a church hurt. And that's why you feel that you can't even trust the man of God this season. But God say, you can trust me. Woman of God, this is the hour where God say, cry out. Cry out. And watch me. I decree and declare that this day is the day that the Lord has made. And you shall. You got to put on your best dress also. You got to put on your makeup. And you got to celebrate. For this is the day that you don't even know that you're next in line. Get ready and get wrote. Because this is the hour when God, oh my, I feel God is getting ready to blow your mind.
Yes, yes. There's a desperate, situation. Call for desperate measures, and I heard that word desperate.
Yes.
Become desperate for God and watch him move. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Caller.
Go ahead, caller. Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling for prayer, please.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
I heard sickness. I don't know where is that, but I heard sickness. Sickness, and we speak against that sickness.
Hallelujah.
And sickness is not just the physical body, but it's in other areas. Disease, our Apostle Latonya Turner would say, amen. And we come against that disease, that situation right now. We speak to the body healing, and we command it right now in the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach of Nazareth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Go ahead, caller. Hallelujah. Praise
caller.
God. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can y'all hear me good?
We can hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
God bless you. This is Brother Willie. I'm calling for prayer for me and my family.
Okay.
Just.
Brother Willie, I hear God say there is an anointing in your voice. I don't know if you do ministry. I don't know if you preach. I don't know if you are out there in the field. But God say there is a great anointing on you. But I see the enemy is coming to you like a roaring lion, trying to touch your finances, trying to slow you up, trying to cause sickness. Because I saw someone in the family. I saw the spirit of diabetes. And I hear God say it's causing you to now wither. But I hear God say this is the thorn that he told you that he's going to give you. That's to see how much you do love him, sir. Sir, I just want you to be encouraged in this hour that God say he's getting ready to set you up. God say you know the power of prayer. So I decree and declare that prayer be all over you. I cover you in the blood. I cover you in your ministry. I cover your children. And I even cover the enemy who's trying to set you up, but they can turn around for your good.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go in peace. Go in peace.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Y'all was on the phone with me and the phone hung up.
Okay. Praise God.
We was telling you to go in peace. We love you. We pray for you. We thank you so much calling in and just believe the Lord.
Amen.
Go in peace. Blessings to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Go ahead, caller.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling for a prayer for better income and a Christian mate.
Okay.
A Christian mate. I'm going to say something. We're going to let Prophet get in here as well.
Yeah.
Well, when you say the Christian mate, one thing about it, God is going to deal with you in a dream. I don't know when that dream is going to happen, but he's going to deal with you in this specific dream. When he deals with you in this particular dream, he'll give you the instruction. And so here's the prophet. He's going to come on the air. Go ahead, man of God.
I decree and declare in your life right now, whatever situation you're going through, because there is something that is causing to be a wall up. I see a wall up. I see confusion in the house. I hear God say there's some stuff that you got to get rid of. because it's causing contamination and it's causing a hold up on your blessing. This is the hour God wants to get closer to you, woman of God. And I hear God say, you can't fight for everybody always. Mm. Sometimes you have to let them go to the vineyard for themselves to see that it's God is going to pull them out. You can't pull out everybody every time they fall in a ditch. Because I hear God say, every time you're in a ditch, they let you drown. This is the hour God is getting ready to blow your mind. I decree and declare, though, that you have a good heart to pray for people and know that people are inside trouble, because trouble ain't going to last always. This is the hour I feel God. God said he promised you in a dream. I look in the spirit and I see you in dreaming. God said you're the spirit of dreams. And I see you dreaming, and I hear God say he show you a place. There's somewhere, I don't know, it's not in the United States of America, but it's out of this United States of America that you have to go back and do some work. I don't know if it's some family or some members or friends, but woman of God, God said, do not haste on your calling, because you don't know the hour, the season, or the time that your time is going to be up. Jesus. I cover you in the realm of the spirit. Yes. I cover your family. I cover your finance. And God, let's say, all I can say is at the end, this too shall pass.
Mm. Yes, yes. And
hallelujah.
And God bless you.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thank you.
Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good evening. I'm calling you for prayer for myself and for my children.
Okay.
When I heard you, and we're going to be quickly, when I heard your voice, it's something about transportation. It's something about transportation. The Lord wants to better you. And it's something about transportation. Then I hear it in the spirit of transport. There's some spiritual avenues God wants to transport you spiritually into another high dimension of where he is. Hallelujah. Yes. And he's going to move you into, because where you're at is stagnation. Okay. Hallelujah. Yes. Where you is right now in stagnation, but he's good. So I pray the will and the purpose of the Lord for your life. You be blessed and go in peace in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Where are you all located in Jacksonville?
Huh?
Where are you all located?
We're located
at
in
575 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Oak Praise Plantation. God. And you, this is the, if you can take down my number as well, 904-554-7219. Yes,
Thank
Soul
you.
Harvest Ministries. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, caller. Praise God. Amen. I don't believe we have we don't have a chance for another call. Praise God. Amen. One more call. Praise God. Go ahead, caller. Amen.
Amen, caller. Amen. God be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. We're gonna let the man of God,
Prophet
praise
Noel.
God, Prophet Knows. He's in a revival this week, praise God. We're gonna let him tell you about the revival quickly. Amen.
Amen. I just want to invite each and everybody who is free on Friday the 26th. I'm in three nights of revival. It is at 49 Bowman Street, Jacksonville, Florida. And the power of God is gonna be moving like never before. It's just not going to be another meeting, but it's going to be something that's going to change your life dramatically. If you're not doing anything, come out and support and watch God blow your mind. Grace and peace unto you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
And we thank you. Praise, we thank you for being
yes,
part. Go ahead,
Dr. Amen. We thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. We definitely look to talk to you next week. And remember, praise God, to forgive others. Amen. No matter what they do, just like Jesus forgave us. Amen. That's so important. Praise God. And you will see that your life will be so much sweeter. Amen. Search a blessed life because, amen, we carried on the attributes of Jesus. Praise God.
And you can also contact us on Facebook, Twitter, yes. Instagram, Soul Harvest Family Worship, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Amen.
And Apostle Americus Cheney.
And thank you for joining us. And you be blessed. Amen. Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.